Many today carry heavy burdens of painful distress. The following presentation will prove most comforting. Brother David McConnell from the North Freeway Congregation in Houston is prepared to speak to us on the theme, Deliverance from Painful Distress.
Are you experiencing distress? Many people are laboring under an emotional load, having problems with family, health, finances, and other weighty responsibilities. But should this surprise us? Christ Jesus foretold pangs of distress as part of the sign of the last days. Now, the Greek word rendered pangs of distress usually refers to childbirth. So what does that indicate? The intensity of people's suffering. So as foretold, we find ourselves living in a world that is full of painful distress. The words of the psalmist David reflect the feelings of many today. At times he describes himself as feeling numb, even crushed by distress. Worse yet, many feel that no one truly understands their situation or can sympathize with them. Please open your Bibles with me to Psalm 69 and verse 20. And let's read together David's words and reflect on their significance for each one of us. That's Psalm 69, verse 20. Reproach itself has broken my heart, and the wound is incurable. And I kept hoping for someone to show sympathy, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. See, that's how many feel, just like David. You hope for some sympathy, for someone to understand. You look for a comforter, but you find none. Is that perhaps how you feel today? Although David felt that no one of mankind could sympathize with him, he knew he could trust in Jehovah. He knew he could have confidence in his ability to help him. As referenced in the footnote to Psalm 69 and verse 33, he knew that Jehovah cares for those of his who are prisoners. These are ones that feel like prisoners because they feel captive by their distress. It's like they can't escape, get away from it. But what did David know about Jehovah? Well, in Psalm 34 and verse 15, he knew that Jehovah heard the prayers of these afflicted ones, these prisoners. It says the eyes of Jehovah are toward the righteous ones, and his ears are toward their cry for help. David also knew that Jehovah understands their distress. He's aware of all the circumstances. He also knows exactly how the distressed one feels. Jehovah even knows the intentions of men who plot evil against his servants. So nothing is escaping Jehovah's notice. King Solomon also knew that Jehovah cared for those in distress. Imagine yourself at the temple inauguration where thousands of people, no doubt, were gathered just like today. And they heard Solomon as he implored Jehovah in this prayer. And part of that prayer, he asked Jehovah to hear the prayers of those who know each one his own plague and his own pain. See, they had pain back then, too. Notice the confidence that Solomon expressed in 2 Chronicles chapter 6 and verses 30 and 31. He knew that Jehovah would respond to the prayers of his people. Then may you yourself hear from the heavens, your place of dwelling, and you must forgive and give to each one according to all his ways, because you know his heart, for you yourself alone well know the heart of the sons of mankind, to the end that they may fear you by walking in your ways all the days that they are alive upon the surface of the ground that you gave to our forefathers. So in verse 30, Solomon acknowledges that Jehovah would hear from the heavens. He would forgive, and he would also give to each one according to his ways. So they could be sure, they could be confident that Jehovah would hear and act in their behalf. We can have the same confidence today because Jehovah is both willing and able to deliver each one of us from distress. There's a description given of Jehovah in Psalm 46 that it would be very appropriate for us to consider. Psalm 46 and verse 1. This psalm was composed by the sons of Korah. And notice what they understood about Jehovah. God is for us a refuge and strength, a help that is readily to be found during distresses. Yes, Jehovah is willing. Notice the phrase, readily to be found. He's waiting for us to call on Him. He's also able because He's described as a refuge and strength. Yes, as the Almighty, He can help us with any problem we are facing. How does He actually deliver us from distress, though? Well, He may maneuver matters to remove our adversity, or He may choose to give us the strength that we need to endure our adversity. Now, David was a good example. He was able to endure adversity by his reliance on Jehovah combined with personal effort. How can we imitate David's example? Well, it's imperative that we pray to Jehovah about the specific distress. In Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 and 7, we're encouraged to go to Jehovah with everything that causes us anxiety. And those verses tell us that we'll receive the peace of God that guards our hearts and mental powers. How does it do that? Well, this peace of God helps us to keep our mental balance so that the affliction does not overwhelm us, and thus we make rash decisions that would only add to our problems. This peace of God can also stabilize us emotionally. That can work much like a stabilizing bar on your automobile. When your car is put under stress by braking or turning, that bar keeps it from perhaps rolling over or having an accident. So call on Jehovah and receive that peace of God. But you might be wondering, will prayer really change the outcome of my affliction? It may. But we have to remember that the answer may not always be in the way that we would expect. So this brings us to our second point where we can be like David in enduring our adversities. We want to do our very best to stay regular in our service to God and firm in the faith. David said, "For sheer zeal for your house has eaten me up." Throughout his life, no matter what adversity he endured, he stayed zealous. What can we do to keep our zeal strong? Well, we want to pray for practical wisdom. James chapter 1 and verse 5 tells us, "If anyone is lacking in wisdom, let him keep on asking God who gives generously." Because Jehovah can supply the wisdom that will help us to deal with, perhaps even improve, our distressing situation. But we can also draw strength from our loving brotherhood. Remember, similar sufferings are being accomplished in the entire association of our brothers. So when we go to the meetings and we hear their expressions and we visit with them before and after our meetings, we receive a great deal of encouragement, do we not? Also, when we work with them in the field ministry, we see their faith in action. And isn't that when we really open up to each other? We really get to know each other, what we've been through, what we're presently going through. We get ideas, we get encouragement by that faithful example to endure, to keep up our zeal ourselves until relief comes. And then finally, like David, we need to realize that our adversities may not be removed immediately. But we're given assurance that Jehovah will be with us. Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. Jehovah can help us no matter how painful our distress may be. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. "No temptation has taken you except what is common to men, but God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But along with the temptation, He will also make the way out in order for you to be able to endure it." Yes, Jehovah will help us to endure. So we want to view whatever adversity we're experiencing as an opportunity to prove our reliance on Jehovah. And then Jehovah will prove to be the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation. Ultimately, we can look forward to Jehovah removing all the distress upon mankind. Our deliverance, brothers, is at hand. But until then, we must endure. To help us to do that, let's talk with Brother and Sister Veal. They are from the Melrose congregation in Houston, where they both serve as regular pioneers. And Brother Veal serves as the presiding overseer. Brother and Sister Veal, what stressful circumstances have you been facing?
Well, Brother McConnell, my parents are chronically ill. My mother has had seizure disorder for more than 20 years. She just recently had a knee replacement in the spring, but she's still in pain because she needs to have the other knee replaced plus both hips. And my father has advanced Parkinson's disease. We too have our share of woes. I have occasional asthma, which is flaring up today. I have a heart condition, and I also have developed fibromyalgia, which is a very debilitating disease. My husband too has had 4 surgeries, 2 of those on his back.
Yet through all of these problems, Jehovah has supported us through the traveling brothers and also the friends in the congregations.
So what else has helped you to cope with this situation?
Well, first and foremost, by praying to Jehovah, by keeping focused on the more important things, and by keeping a positive attitude.
And Brother Veal?
I got to have a sense of humor. Also, applying the fruits of the Spirit really help you to look to Jehovah in prayer for strength in order to deal with whatever will come before you.
So we can see that the Veals are being like King David. They're relying on Jehovah in prayer. But David combined personal effort with his prayer. So what practical steps have you taken to relieve some of your distress?
Well, my loving husband did not hesitate for us to move in with my parents, to cut back on running back and forth between the two houses, especially since my father needs assistance at night to get to bed.
And we also have received practical suggestions from other pioneers who taken care of their parents. They told us that we need to change our schedule. They also need to help us to appreciate that we need to know our limitation. And when needed, the friends may often offer help for us to accept the help. For example, when we take Loretta, our sister, to the sign language convention, where they look in on her parents and they do some of the cooking and cleaning, and we really appreciate their assistance.
So then you've made necessary adjustments and you've drawn strength and help from the Brotherhood. That's very good. But now, have there been times when you felt that others did not fully understand what you were facing?
Well, some did not fully understand our decision to make this drastic move out of our home because they were concerned that it would take further toll on our own health.
That's understandable. But their concerns were well-intentioned, weren't they?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So how has your relationship with Jehovah helped you to endure?
Well, by staying close to Jehovah, we have received the power beyond what is normal. And we have also been given practical wisdom.
And Brother Veal?
Knowing that Jehovah understands our distress, it really helped me keep from giving up. Knowing the fact that Jehovah sees what's happening. Also, the fact that looking at how Jehovah have dealt with things in the past has always helped me to always trust in Jehovah no matter what we may face.
Your experience well illustrates how Jehovah really is willing and able to deliver us from all painful distress. Thank you very much. Like David, may each one of us be determined to put our trust in Jehovah. Let's read together Psalm 55. And verses 16 and 17. Here he says, "As for me, to God I shall call out, and Jehovah himself will save me. Evening and morning and noontime I cannot but show concern, and I moan, and he hears my voice." Did you see the order of events? First, David calls out. Then he says, "Jehovah himself will save me." David doesn't call out just once, but he calls out evening at the start of their day, in the morning, and also at the noontime. So like David, we want to continue to pray to Jehovah. And as he expresses it in verse 22, "Throw your burden upon Jehovah himself, and he himself will sustain you. Never will he allow the righteous one to totter." So always throw your burden upon Jehovah, confident that he will sustain you. Yes, believe with your whole heart the utterance of Jehovah that is the theme for today's program. "I am with you to deliver you."